And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, good morning, English, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landing. Just pulling home on the way out. Coming up, great guest for you here. Of course, DC, Steve Samurai, Kevin Nakata is here along with his sidekick, Lane Killian. They are representing fishing reps, and they're going to be talking about all kinds of great tackle, and we're going to be talking and introducing some great stuff here and giving away an amazing prize this morning. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150, part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego. But there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great show. You want to talk about a couple of dudes that fish a lot. This is going to be a good show,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, fish a lot is not... that's an under-exaggeration.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Yeah, the Sea Samurai.
I had a few people come up to the show yesterday and talk to me and remind me that I did that at one point, right?
yeah. So you're kind of in a new world, right?
It's a very new world. It's very exciting.
Yeah, Sea Samurai was like your guiding business.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was a really successful guide business. It was kayak guiding in La Jolla.
Yeah.
But again, I think I hinted at this on the last show that it just wasn't scalable. It wasn't a business that was going to be able to really have its time out there and succeed. And it really relied on a lot of skilled anglers, right, to someone else that could replace me eventually, which is why I have him now, Lane Killian.
Hey, good morning, Lane.
Good morning, good morning.
Great to have you. And how did you fall into this thing? I hear you just really know how to catch fish.
Oh, I try. But yeah. I actually met Kevin at Fred Hall Show, I think it was in 2014?
It was a while ago, yeah.
It was a ways away, yeah.
We were both still young.
Yeah.
He's 24. I'm 33.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You're a couple old men now.
Real old guys. Yeah, for sure. So, Lane, I understand you are the king of the breakwater.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I do love fishing it. Yeah, it's a good time.
Nighttime, daytime?
A little bit of both. But really? Lately, it's been the night thing, yeah.
Night thing.
Yeah.
And what do you catch at night on the breakwater?
Calico bass, mostly. And then lately, there's been a good push of big sand bass.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Everything from you know, the swim bait to the swim jig. And then we've had a lot of success in the A-rig lately and also the slow pitch jigs. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, daytime stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, and you're also – so Fishing Reps, you're repping with Kevin, and his business is Fishing Reps, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you cover? What lines do you have?
So Fishing Reps, we have 8 national brands, and that we have contracts for going across the U.S., and we're getting into stores. And one of the things that we've tried to tell people and to kind of tangibly understand our business is we're giving the store owners, retail store owners, the ability to order very fast, very quick, with the communication being at its height, the whole entire process, whether it's starting an order through receiving it. We have tracking built in. We have a lot of features that are very unique in a rep group game. And if you don't understand like what a rep is, right, I'm responsible for communicating with a buyer at a store. I want them to carry a product. I'm building up enough interest, right? I want people to want to come in the store and ask for the product, demand for the product, and get that, you know, turnover. I want to make, you know, I make money based on the demand that's in the store. That's my goal, is to create more demand. So if I create order flow and I make it really, you know, easy, then my job to get the product in the store becomes even easier.
Yeah.
So
like Rick that run tackle stores.
Yeah, right? and Rick and I talk quite a bit, actually. Yeah. So he's one of my clients. And what's really interesting is that my business actually has taken a different turn. So we're more or less of a marketing firm, but we have sales as our backbone, what makes money. And we have a public side of our website that gives people education. We have articles that we write. We are trying to and videos that we do, and obviously Instagram's one.
What's your website?
So it's fishingreps.com. If you just type in Fishing Reps on Google, we have our YouTube channel, we have LinkedIn, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have everything that, you know, social media outlets. And on top of that, we have a website. So
of course, the advantage of being young guys is that they understand all this stuff. Right. And they get it. You know, Kevin's a CCA California board member.
Mm-hmm.
We had our big meeting yesterday
at
the Bart Haas show. But Kevin has done so much for CCA in communication in that area, and you've translated that into your business, right?
Yes. So I developed this whole thing myself, by the way. So I didn't have any help building this website. I'm serious. And I never was a web designer.
Wow.
So building in this whole thing was very interesting, but you can learn so much on YouTube.
Yeah.
Not going to hide any secrets about that. You can learn a lot.
Oh,
so
yeah. You can learn anything. You can repair your car on YouTube.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
It's crazy.
You repair your computer on YouTube.
Yes.
Do whatever
you
want.
Along,
yeah. I mean, like, some crazy things I've heard. Repairing on YouTube.
Kevin does such a good job, because we always say the same thing. When something new that none of us have got to see before comes into the tackle store, it might be a new reel, it might be a new lure, it might be a new rod, there's only so much space that you have in the shop. And we almost have a blanket that we say the same thing. Man, no doubt this looks cool. I guarantee this rod, this reel, this lure, this line, I'm sure that it works really well, but there's only so much space. And all this other stuff is so proven. What we need is for our customers to come in like, hey, man, do you have that brand X reel, that brand X line, that brand X rod? Like, I've been seeing that. I've been hearing about that. Do you guys have, like... We need our customers to force us to carry something. We already carry a pen, a Shimano, a this, a that, you know, whatever it might be. And what Kevin does such a good job is repping somebody's product, but then he or Lane or whatever, they will be fishing and they will be showing people, like, look at this fish I caught on this lure. Like, they're just doing
the
right job.
Creating the demand.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge thing.
That's a big deal.
I mean, we're in, like, the greatest world of tackle right now, because everybody makes something killer. You know, I mean, there's a ton of options of great stuff out there, but it's not easy to get the newer thing seen and heard, and they do a really good job at that.
Yeah.
And we also want to service the retail store so much, because that is our person that helps us, you know, as a business, right? They are the sole provider of us to be able to grow our business. So we actually have dealer finders now on our website. So if someone wants to find something in Rick's shop, you know, Fisherman's Landing, ends up having that product, well, they're going to find it through our website out of interest from what we're creating with product education.
Yeah.
So it's all, you know, based on your location. And, you know, Google is great. It just finds you and knows where you're at, and then you can find the place that you want to go get your stuff.
When I was first in sales in my early 20s, a very wise man that I used to work for, I used to sell pharmaceuticals to veterinarians. And he told me, he says, there's no secret to this business when you're outside sales. He says, you just need to work.
That's right.
And that's
grind.
And that's what Kevin does.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys in this business that just don't work.
I'm here to grind.
And you work.
That's right.
And that's a whole key to success in doing an outside sales type of thing.
Right. And so Lane's, you know, been really pivotal in creating more demand, right? Again, it's more or less about marketing, getting the word out there about something that's brand new. You know, Rock Out here literally made the best point. There's so many amazing things in this market, in the fishing industry. There's reels that probably wouldn't have ever been thought of. You know, like a Tranks 500 is a perfect example. Who would have thought an oversized bait casting reel would have existed 20 years ago?
Yeah.
No one would have said that was going to exist. So the amount of things that are coming out and the technologies that are built up are really amazing. So I think one of them, you know, we have a different reel company that we're repping. It's
Talk about that. So wait a minute. So let's introduce the owner of this reel company right now. His name's Buddy Hughes, and he's with Bates Reels. Good morning, Buddy.
Good morning, guys. Hi from Texas.
Hey.
Hey.
How's life in Texas?
Texas is great. You know, it's not as great as weather as California, but we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, well, we like it here, too, for sure. But, hey, so tell us about your reel.
Yeah, so absolutely. And, Kevin, thanks for the intro. So our company is Bates Fishing. We have a bait casting reel that is a 150 frame size. And what's unique about it is it is a CNC machined reel. And for those that might not understand how that works, most of the reels you see in the industry now by other big names out there are going to be plastic molded, or they're going to be metal molded, and that metal is a mixture of aluminums and steels, and, you know, they can only make so many of those on a molded part before you start to get disfiguring molds, right? So in our process of CNC machining is we take this bar stock aluminum, that's made from billet aluminum, bar stock's kind of a secondary form of billet. And we put this, bar stock into a 9-axis CNC machine. The most precision cut that you can get for a 150 size, bait casting frame. Very intense process. After we're done with that, we actually anodize the frames like your big saltwater frames are now. So when you see, you know, these big lifted 4x4 trucks on the road, they've either got casted lift kits under their trucks, or they're running billet aluminum anodized frames. And the ones that are anodized and the billet, kind of like your big saltwater reels, they're going to last longer.
So you'll be able to use these bait casters in the bay or whatever in saltwater, not a problem.
Yes, sir. We have a specific model that is for saltwater that the internal components. We have several internal components we've identified that corrode on other reels, and we've made those parts stainless steel. So we do have a saltwater-specific model. Now, one thing we found during the CNC process is your casted aluminum or your plastic frames. A lot of people don't understand this size reel frames flex. The bait casting frames flex when you're fishing, especially when you get a big one on the line, right? Or you're casting these big lures, a lot of guys doing glide baits and things like that now. With our one-piece frame on the bar stock aluminum, we have no flex like you do on the other reels. What happens when you flex on a bait casting frame is your gears start to get out of line. Not only do your gears start to get out of line, when they do, they start to wear. So with this one-piece CNC frame, we're a more sturdy frame. Our gears are not going to get out of line like you see on a lot of the bait casters now that may only last you a year or two.
Yeah.
When Kevin described the reels, when I talked to him at the tackle store, when he was just kind of telling us about it, pardon me, I always thought what a cool idea, but there's no way it's going to be too heavy. You know, I mean, you just can't have an aluminum CNC reel and keep the weight out of it. I was shocked when I got to see the samples before. I mean, it doesn't feel any different than any other reel, and I mean that as a total compliment. And then to know that it's that sturdy construction was a total surprise. They feel really good.
Beautiful reels, and Kevin brought a sample in today. And as a matter of fact, thank you very much to you, buddy. We're going to give one away to a caller or a tester today.
That's cool.
Right?
Yes. That's cool. So,
and they're going to be able to pick it. Thank you, buddy, for allowing us to be able to provide that to the listeners and the texters. But it's exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
by the way. So cool.
Go ahead.
By the way, Kevin told me 5 minutes ago that we were hopping on a radio show.
well, you did great. That's what we do.
Yeah, you're a natural.
We just do impromptu stuff on here on Let's Talk Hookup. That's our thing.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
Hey, well, congratulations. These reels are beautiful, really fantastic. Nice to know that there is a saltwater version since we do a lot of saltwater. But, you know, I'm going to Lake El Salto next Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
And do a little bit of freshwater. I know Ricky does freshwater. People here in Southern California love to fish bass, and I know that you guys fish a little bit of bass in Texas too, right?
We do. We've got the boats with 400 horsepower motors on the back of them that look like John boats, and that is the norm around here. But South Texas, we do get skinny water. You know, a lot of red fishing. Believe it or not, some tarpon down in this area. So that's the southern coast, and yeah, it's a fun area to fish if you've never fished it.
That's cool.
Sounds really fun. Well, hey, well, congratulations on building a beautiful reel there, and I'm sure you'll see more of them coming here to Southern California tackle shops and all over the country with Kevin.
I say, especially with these two pushing it around, you're going to see it a lot more, no doubt.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Appreciate it very much, and thank you very much for the generous gift.
That's awesome.
Of the giveaway today.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on. And again, so much info between these two guys with Lane and Kevin. I mean, inshore, offshore, all the knowledge on tackle. Going to be a great show. Lots of great information. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup on the phones. Or you can send us a text, the text the show option, hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. The only way you can send a text message in is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, whether you have an Android, an iPhone, easy to find, just search Let's Talk Hookup. As soon as you fire off the app, you'll see the text the show option. Also a great way to listen to archive shows. Anything you've missed in the past, Adam does such a good job of loading all our archive shows onto the app. It's a great, fun, and easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to text in your questions to Lane and to Kevin. And make sure you include your contact info, because if you're the winner of that reel at the end of the show today, we're going to want to get a hold of you, man. What a killer prize. So, again, an awesome opportunity. Callers or texters, both eligible at the end of the show. We're going to flip a coin to find out whether one of our callers or one of our texters are going to be taking home a brand new bitchin' reel. So
it's real. And so, Kevin, you'll basically call them after the show and say, hey, which reel do you want?
We're going to take care of it. Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of fishing you do? What do you like? This is the right one for you?
Yep, you nailed it. That's exactly what we're going to do. Make sure we really get this perfectly. We're going to make sure it's done the right for the first time.
Yeah, for sure. So I have one question before we break here.
Sure.
Saltwater reel, he was saying, has stainless steel gears. What's the disadvantage of putting stainless steel gears into these reels? I should ask that question.
It's also a weight thing. I think that the real differences in weight would be more or less like 5 ounces. So it's a little bit of a weight difference.
So the saltwater version is a little bit heavier.
Yes, I would say so,
but
yeah.
These are pretty light anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be something you're going to know right off the bat. You're going to have to feel it over time. Aside from that, brass, in my opinion, has come so far nowadays, right? And components itself, Lane's been using the freshwater reel in saltwater just to try to break it. We're trying to break it right now.
Lane?
Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal. The thing is, it's like a dream. And then I have it paired on that Warbaits Taipan rod, which the sensitivity is like beyond belief. Like you have the CNC reel with no flex and all that stuff, like the sensitivity's through the roof. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Those sturdy, solid one-piece frames, you know, that are aluminum like these, like that is that's what all of your highest level big game saltwater reels, that's what sets them apart. Like,
sure.
When you're buying the difference between your real high end and your middle end, it's that style of frame construction.
Well, like a difference between a Trinidad and a Torian.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Like, the real, where your extra dollars are going is really into that frame style construction. Because a lot of the gears and guts are the same. You know, handles, main gears, pinion gears, things, a lot of those reels are the same. The majority of it is in the frame construction. Yeah. And that's what these reels have. It's impressive, no doubt. They're cool. Well, I'm excited to see it.
Well, as you can hear, great show today.
Yeah, no doubt. Going to be a lot of fun. And again, the reels are just scratching the surface of these two guys. Going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your texts, and a lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up with snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our first ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the all-new saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and the Hot Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect Shimano setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Hi, I'm Wendy Tochihara from Iserline. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows in Del Mar and Long Beach. Check out our new products, enter our knot tying contest, and ask questions of our Iserline fishing coaches at the Bart Hall Shows. See you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are absolutely packed solid. There's literally just one line open that was full and somebody dropped off during the break. So if you want to get your shot at the only line available right now, it's 213-432-1090. Lots of great text for the boys coming through.
Oh, my
just
going to
be a fun day with Lane and Kevin.
Crazy
and
here, yeah.
Yeah, talking fishing, giving away a killer brand new reel at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Today's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, thanks to Kevin and Buddy for that reel, and that's really, really fantastic. And I'd like to start off with a great text here, which is good. This was a good one. So he was asking about one of your other lines, and that's Taipan reels. Or
rods.
Taipan rods, excuse me. Yeah, and it's from Roden in Spanish Fork, Utah.
All right. Okay.
All right. You can hear us
love
anywhere
it.
On the Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
That's, I don't know where Spanish Fork, Utah is. But
it's in Utah.
Sounds like a, you know, pretty,
yeah.
It sounds like a cool
yeah.
place.
Yeah, I'm a big
Spanish
geography
Fork.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember listening to Kevin when he was on the show last year and hearing about Taipan rods. I wanted to know more about the rail rod and how they compare to some of the other rods available regarding how they're made, composites, performance, etc.
Okay. So Taipan rods made in Yuma, Arizona, by Simon Apodaca, they are very different. I would say that when you look at a Taipan rod, one of the things is it's really thin in diameter as far as the physical blank, which he's making himself. And they use really high-grade Toray carbon fiber, excuse me. And in their composites, they do have a somewhat helical design that he calls the dual X-core is the fundamental name that he uses. And what it does is essentially he uses carbon fiber to its ultimate ability, which is reactivity. He wants the leverage of the carbon fiber to increase its everything about a carbon fiber design. Everything wants to come back to a straight rod as soon as possible. It's the most reactive of the materials used for rod design. And so let's just say you're hung up on a fish and you're straight up and down and you're fighting the fish on the rail. One of the things about carbon fiber, it'll allow the tip to basically lift. It'll create lift as you're relaxing and coming up, you know, up and down through the swell, right? Or you're lifting, pumping on the rod. The composite part of this conversation is what keeps the fish pinned and also doesn't, you know, kill you as much on the rail. So much like everyone else in the business, the concept is the same. What makes his rods different is the thinness of his blank to get and achieve the actions is much thinner and lighter. So I like it. His rail rod also, he uses the beefed up version of like the heater hose or like the utility hose. And so I tried to in-store one time, try to cut through this stuff. I had to use like real big bolt cutters to be able to get through the spring that's in that grip.
Wow.
So you're not going to go through this stuff. So it's the
no rail. It's not going to hurt. No rail is going to damage it.
No, it definitely won't. So he has an interesting concept, and he builds that into all his rods. But he's very good with carbon fiber. It's one of the main things to focus on for his brand. He knows how to work it. He's been doing it since he's been in this industry for over 20 years. So he knows what he's doing for other companies that he's worked for.
Yeah. So he builds everything from bass rods to rail rods for bluefin.
That's right.
The look and it's. The look to me, like the look of the blank, is like very old school Loomis, mm-hmm. and I mean that as like a highest paid compliment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the
nice
fit and finish is very nice. It's got that slick graphite look, very skinny blank, super super lightweight. I mean, they're nice, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to these guys.
We're gonna start it off this morning with Corey. Corey's calling us from Escondido this morning. Corey, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great group in there today. Thanks for having Kevin and everybody on. So, Lane. I had a privilege of sharing the rail with Kevin once and kind of learned a little bit about his product that he reps for. And he has a real knack for finding things that are not necessarily the mainstream that everybody hears about, but are really, really good quality products. And I had a Taipan rods question as well. I'm in the market for a 50-pound stick to fish, you know, cold snipers at foamers and things like that. Is there anything in the Taipan series that would fit for that, Kevin?
Yes. So Lane and I, we've been testing out for the last year the jig stick series that Taipan makes, and he makes an all-carbon fiber version of a jig stick that acts like fiberglass. It's very interesting. And, you know, I'll let Lane kind of talk about the 100. You were using the 100J last year, right?
Yep, 100J.
So, you know, tell us about that Clemente trip that we did with the foamer stuff. That was about 50-pound grade fish. So this is right up the alley of that rod.
Oh, that was a great time. Taking me back right now. Wow. Anyway, yeah, that's a great jig stick. I grew up fishing 9-footers, so I'm very used to like a Phoenix feel. And then when I had that rod in my hand, like a 10-footer, you'd be amazed at the castability of it. And obviously, you know, the Taipan blanks are very light, so that kind of blew me away as well. But yeah, you can get great range with it. And then we're hooking these fish, and man, like Kevin was explaining with the carbon fiber stuff, you get that fish on the rail, and it's like, yeah, it's a 10-foot rod, and it kind of beats you up a little bit, but then you're pulling on this thing, and you realize, like, oh, I'm really not that tired. You know what I mean? Like, it's got good
and you
pull.
Can rail it. I mean, he was on the rail on my boat and literally trying to work a fish up with a 10-footer, so there's a lot of range with that stick. And we have the ability to make two different versions. We have a tuna cord version and a cork grip. So, you know, the cork grip's actually very nice because you can take off the cork eventually if it gets worn out. But
you can change it out. You can switch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, then that blank on the, you know, you put the reel on the rod and you're holding it in your hand and it's got that feel to it, man. Like, it's indescribable.
Yeah. So I would recommend for the 50-pound version either the 90H or look into the 100J or the 90J that Taipan makes, but those are all great options for jig sticks.
And who carries them?
Well, so Dana Landing does. Come on, Rick, we don't want Fisherman's Land to take some. So
Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Yes, yes. Yep. That's where
Johnny and Steve and the
guys. Yeah, they're great guys over there. Everyone's great in the industry, but you know, we really want to support the people that were, you know, that are here for us too. And so.
Any of the dealers at the Bart Hall show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds?
No, don't care. Unfortunately, no.
But eventually, you just introduce stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're getting. This is a project. Everything we do is a project, and it's about quality for us. We want to make sure that we are in the forefront of looking for things that are extremely high quality. Corey, I know Corey King. He's just, sorry if I wasn't supposed to say your last name on the radio.
That's okay. Corey's a regular with us.
I know. So, you know, seeing him yesterday or the day before at the show, Bart Hall show. By the way, if you guys have not gone to the Bart Hall show yet, today is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You should get over there and you should definitely get in line. It is a very good show. You should come by and sign up for a few trips with Fisherman's Landing, too, for sure, because I'm sure your schedule is getting booked, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Fisherman's Landing. Yeah, Fisherman's Landing. Carl will be there and the gang, and some of the captains will be there. I know C4 Sport Fishing's there. So then CCA's been killing it at the Bart Hall shows.
Yes, actually, we've signed up quite a few people. Yeah. We're setting a few records.
I know we got 60 new members on Thursday.
Hey,
and then the same yesterday.
No, and the same yesterday.
Yeah.
Great. So that's
and we want to triple that today.
And you get in free if you sign up for CCA.
Not
either renew or
we're going to give you an incentive to come into the show with a CCA membership that will sign you up right then and there at the front gate. $60 gets you in. We get you a ticket. We get you the membership, and you get an amazing promotional bag. Yeah. It has some crazy stuff in it. Like there's fluorocarbon in there and some hats and all sorts of stuff.
Cool.
A lot of good stuff. Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
Yeah, man. It's time for our catch report with the cast, man. Hey, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. It's the finest split rings and solid rings as well. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels and hardware, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu's got you covered there, too, with a wide variety of assortment of sizes and styles. See them at your local tackle dealer or check out Gamakatsu.com. We got the cast, man. Richard Castaneda standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Pedro.
Cass, man.
Hey, world traveler. I'm glad to see you could come back and join the world here.
You know,
Back to this hemisphere.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But you talk about world traveler. You've been running around like crazy, too. Did you leave us a couple of bass at El Salto, I hope?
Yeah, we got a couple. Yeah, it was a great trip. It was... You got one coming up here pretty soon, too, so I think you're going to hit it just about right. But, there's a lot of fish, and it was a fabulous trip again. It's always such a good one to go. And Harold Davis just got back with his group, and they banged them, too. I mean, they had some great counts, you know, 100-plus fish a day. And,
it's been biting.
Nothing really big. Nothing really big.
Ricky's going in April.
Yeah, like I say, you're coming up, so it'll be a good trip. But far as the Baja goes, you know, it's wintertime. And Loretto, where we got our big fish roundup, April 16 to 20, that's that trip is full, and I got people trying to get in. And unfortunately, we're solid. We can't add any more people. But talking to Danny Talamantes, our charter master down there, the yellowtail are there, and it's just getting to them. So you got to get out early, you know, before those north winds really start picking up and make it unfishable. And the same thing applies down to San Jose del Cabo. Our reporter there from La Playita, Bob Lewis, indicated that the wind there is really hampering fishing, but the boats that have been able to get out to the Iman Bank have bagged some big tuna, 100-plus, 200-plus tuna, mostly on squid bait and the sardinas. But like I said, it's difficult to get out there with that wind. So you got to go out early and you got to get back early, otherwise you're going to get beat to heck. As far as the Cabo boats, they're fishing the Pacific side there. They're doing well up toward the Golden Gate, straight out to the Jaime Banks there on the Striped Marlin. And, of course, they are getting the Dorado throughout the whole southern. They're still around. It's been a fabulous, fabulous Dorado year. And then in Zihuatanejo there, beautiful weather, high 80s, low 90s down there. And the sailfish are within 2 miles of the beach there. Of course, along the beaches, you've got your Sierras and you got your big roosters here this time of year. And they're a lot of fun to catch and release. But that's the report for this week. Glad to have you back in the office there. And hope you had a wonderful trip with Lolly, and I'm sure you did. But I'll talk to you guys. By the way, talking about world traveler, I'm leaving next Friday on a 15-day Panama Canal cruise, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get reception down there. But if I do, I will call in a report. Yeah, we leave L.A. on the next Friday and wind up in Miami on the 11th of March. So it'll be a fabulous trip.
Right on, Cass. Good for you, dude.
Have a great time. And if somebody wants, in the meantime, the girls will be manning the fort. How do we get a hold of you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.cassstories.com. And we'll see if we can talk to you guys. If not, it won't be until around sometime in March.
You going to sneak a rod in and see if you can make a cast while you're passing through Lake Gatun?
Oh yeah. I'm sure I can get the captain there to stop them.
Sure. A little big one. Yeah, a little quick stop off.
Yeah. All right, boys. You take care.
Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, phones are packed. Texts are going through. You have a good text.
I thought so too. It was actually a two-parter, and I liked both of them. They're both from Marshall and Chula Vista. First one, guys, is there? And I really wanted to ask Buddy this too because I already know that Kevin and Lane are probably twisting his arm. But the question, starting with, is there a 300, 400, or 500 size in the works for Bates reels? And then also, can you give us some tips for fishing the submission fishing slow pitch jigs? Are you fishing mostly vertical? Do you have casting versions as well? That's all from Marshall in Chula Vista.
I'll answer the first part, and then Lane's going to pick up the submission because he fishes them a lot. So in the works, there's so much in the works with this company, Bates. You know, right now we're building up the foundation for the company to succeed, and really it's all about having people trust what we're doing, see the product in person and experience it, and really give their feedback and try to. We want to make the perfect product every single time and make sure that people are putting their feedback in. But the company needs support. Right now there's 150s, but you never know what they're going to do. I'm sure that at some point, you know, there's going to be a lot more to come out from this company. So stay glued to the internet. I'm sure you guys already are. But we will announce it on, you know, Fishing Wraps if there's ever a change or, you know, new product releases. But with that, you know, this man right here, he fishes a lot of
submission fishing. Submission fishing? Yeah, give us, what is submission fishing?
Yeah, so they're slow pitch jigs. They're small. They come from a 10G size to all the way up to 600. Most of my experience has been with the smaller ones, the 10, 15, and 20 gram in the harbor, and then also the 40 gram and 60 gram sizes out in the ocean, like for, you know, bigger calicos or sand bass and stuff like
rock
that.
Rockfish too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Shallow water rock.
It's 120 gram jigs and those are, oh man, like rockfish candy. But anyway, like the harbor stuff is, I think the most fun and the most consistent because, you know, you're cruising up to these docks, whether you're in a kayak or on foot, you can drop right next to the pylon, and it's quick, too. You drop down, and you can jig it two or three times and then wind up and then move along, and you can cover a ton of ground.
And you're going to get bit literally in seconds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, you'll know right away if there's a fish on it.
Oh, yeah, you'll notice. Like, there's sometimes you'll go out one day and they'll be biting it on the sink, and then another the next day you'll go out and they won't bite it unless you popped it two or three times on the bottom. Like, there's times where they pick it up off the sand when it's just sitting there. There's times where they'll bite it on the line, like, back into the kayak. It's mostly vertical. Or, I mean, I guess technically I'm kind of, if I'm in the kayak, I'm pitching it, you know, five or six feet in front of me.
Yeah.
But basically vertical.
Now, you guys met fishing in a tournament, right?
Right behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, right here.
We had
kayaks?
Yes.
Or in a kayak?
Yes. Yeah, so it's our club tournament, WTF. We came in with the belt the last time. So actually, I did. Remember when I came in with the belt?
Yeah,
on the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that was a pivotal change in our discussion between Leigh and I. This guy can fish. Right, so I needed a like-minded person that was as addicted or more to fishing than myself. I'm pretty addicted, but he's been fishing a lot more than I have recently.
I'm addicted, yeah. Man. I'm hooked on it.
So we had a change in the discussion from just being friends and allies in the team tournament to let's work together, and it was like that. So and we got each other, and since then it's been a amazing journey for both of us. Lane is growing so fast on Instagram. I mean, it's amazing. And he's getting recognized by a lot of people in the industry now. And that was the whole goal. I wanted someone to come along that was, again, as addicted, as a hardcore fisherman as myself, but be able to grow in the industry on their own. So that's where we're at.
Cool.
Excellent. That's awesome.
All right. Hey, great questions. A lot of great questions. Hey, let's talk to Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Or should I say aloha? You just got back from the Hawaii Tackle Show, right?
Well, I was over at the Yuzuo Brothers Distributor Show over there for a couple of days, and now back here and getting ready to go to Sports Inc., which is another buy group show. So busy time of the year.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so big success with our Bats and Rod promotion that we promoted last weekend, right?
Absolutely. This is unbelievable. I mean, we allowed 2 full weeks to try to sell this out. And just last Saturday, we announced it. And here we are on this Saturday, and we're down to 20 tickets left, or 20 opportunities to win those rods. So that turned out really, really well. The way that works is you buy our general raffle tickets. You buy a book of them for $200. We give you 5 of those tickets for free. And then you get entered into a chance to win these bats and rods, which are unbelievably beautiful custom rods. We'll be giving away 6 of those rods as soon as we sell out, which looks like it'll be momentarily. And then, of course, all the tickets you bought for the general raffle stay in until we do that raffle, which will be on April 29th. And there's thousands, tens of thousands of dollars worth of prizes just in that general raffle. So buying into that, you make a nice donation. We get a lot more kids out on the water. You have 25 tickets in the general raffle, and then you're one of 100 that are entered into these bats and rods. So it's really a good odds, and, of course, a great cause to help get these kids out on their first ocean fishing trip.
You can go on the Rollo Kids website and actually see each individual rod. I mean, they're works of art.
They really
are. And a huge hats off to everybody that was a part of that, you know, for obviously Bill Batson donating all the components and then all of his, you know, like team rod builders. I can't imagine the amount of hours that are into these rods. I mean,
they sell custom rods. I mean, a rod like that's going to sell for $700, $800.
Absolutely.
I mean, and most of them
hundreds
are works of art
dollars
that you're not going to be able to replicate.
I would say, like, just in the design wrap, there's hundreds of dollars in labor hours, and all of that was donated, and you're getting tickets into the roller. You know, I mean, this is just a bonus, like, in addition to your book of tickets.
Yeah, because you're going to have a chance to win thousands of dollars in trips and prizes and all kinds of great
stuff.
Yeah.
I love
and you're taking kids fishing.
And
that's
the
biggest part.
I love how Mike and you know, everybody at Rollo does this. Like, there's not tens of thousands of people competing for this. It's just the people from this promotion.
100 people.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
so you're one of 100.
Yeah.
Or you're 2 of 100.
Once these get sold out and we draw the winners for these rods, what will happen is, in order that they're drawn, we'll let them pick from, you know, all the rods are different. Each one's different. They can pick which one. And then, of course, the next guy picks from what's left and so on and so forth. There's a total of 8. We're only giving 6 away on this promotion, so even the 6th guy is still going to be able to choose from 3 rods. And then the last two rods will be moved over to the Tuna Wars fundraiser.
And there's inshore rods, there's bass rods, there's big tuna rods. Like, everything that a guy would want is available in this. Just a really cool promotion. I love this one.
So it's it was all made possible because of the folks at Bats, and we were talking about some ideas actually at Tackle Day, Ricky, and Bill said, well, I want to do something. And within days, he had that list of rods and said, yes, we're going to do it. This will be a Bats and Rod promotion. And boom, in a week, we raised all this money to put all those kids out on their first ocean fishing trip. So everybody participated, and thanks to your listeners for stepping up and donating and buying the tickets. And I'm looking forward to seeing who wins.
Yeah, so 20 spots left to win and get all these tickets. How do we get them, Mike?
You know, the best way to do it is to send Tim an email, tim@rollokids.org, and please give him your name and telephone number. That's all he needs to know. He needs to know your name and telephone number. He'll call you back in the order that these come in. He is going to be busy today with this, trying to get this wrapped up. And that's the most consistent way to do that, is to just send him an email.
And Tim, you can also rollokids.org. tim@rollokids.org, yeah.
Right, and if you want to check out the rods and see the pictures of them, just go to rollokids.org, and you'll see the banner there. Click on it, and you'll get all the information.
What if you don't have email? Can you call?
You can. I'm struggling here just a little bit. Because it is. You'd think after 20 years I'd remember his phone number. Bear with me here.
Here, I can look it up here for you. Yeah. But yeah, if you want to call, you can also call and leave a message. That's the key.
That's what we're trying to get to here. I apologize.
No worries.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It really is worth your time jumping on the website just to see the rods, because they're very impressive. It's really cool. Everybody did a really nice job.
Yeah. 909-223-9631.
There you go. Thanks for bailing me out on that.
223-9631.
And he is taking calls. I know he's on the phone already. I put a post out last night on Facebook, so he already is getting some calls. But these last 20 spots will not last long, and you will be helping the cause, but you're going to have a great opportunity.
Once that's right. Yeah, that's the most
absolutely
important thing. Hey, Mike Lum, go get some rest, okay? You've been working too hard.
I'm going to do that. All right. I'll talk to you all later.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate all you do.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up and a lot more of your questions with Lane and Kevin. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, here we go. Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we were talking about one-piece solid aluminum frames. Trinidad, man.
Oh, man.
Oh my God. That is like the ultimate star drag wheel for a saltwater angler.
I don't think there's ever been a better casting reel made than Trinidad.
Yeah.
Trinidad 20 is the best thing. It just melts into your hand. All the sizes. But
Kevin's shaking his head. Yeah, man. It's the tool.
They're cold forged and then machined. So they basically take a big hunk of metal and they smash it into the tiniest, most dense piece of metal they can. Then they machine that piece out. Everything's precision, high-end, super smooth, super light. And, you know, that reel's been through a couple of revisions now. It started as the greatest casting Star Drag reel. And then when Trinidad A came out years later, it was refined even better. It's just perfect.
It's power and dependability.
Got it,
and
man.
You talk about, the thing is, people tell me you have to service reels. I've had Trinidads for years. I've never even serviced, and they work.
Yeah.
And it's like they just work. It is the ultimate tool for a saltwater angler that wants a Star Drag reel.
Yes.
Trinidad at your local Shimano dealer.
Captain Rollo's 2023 Grand Raffle tickets are now available, and we have an amazing promotion to kick off the new year. Batson Enterprises have graciously donated several Rain Shadow custom rods. All of these rods include the materials that Batson is known for, with Rain Shadow blanks and Alps rod components. Captain Rollo's will be giving away these one-of-a-kind works of art to six lucky listeners. When you buy a book of 2023 Captain Rollo raffle tickets, you will receive one entry into the Batson Custom Rod Drawing. Only 100 books of tickets will be sold. Books of tickets will be $200, and you will also receive 5 grand raffle tickets for free. To purchase tickets, please email Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. Our thanks go out to Bill Batson and his team for making this promotion possible to get more kids on the water. Thank you to everyone for your support, and good luck.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having fun with the boys from Fishing Reps. Just a great show, man.
Yeah, and giving away an amazing reel, a bait casting reel, right?
That's right.
Of your choice.
Of your choice. Yeah, Kevin's going to call you after the show. Texters, callers. So if you want to get through, it's been a busy morning on the phones. One line open right now. You can talk to JP, 213-432-1090, or the texts are piling in. We're going to get to those. But let's head over to the Del Mar Fairgrounds right now and talk to our buddy Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, everybody. Kevin and Rick, what's going on?
Hey, Bart. Hey, you are, man. You are the big man on campus this weekend here with the Bart Hall shows. What a fantastic first couple of days at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. The resurgence, it's been, what, 3 years, Bart?
Well, it's 4 years for Del Mar.
4 years.
3 years for a Hall show in California. But we haven't been in San Diego since 2019.
Wow.
This feels good.
That's awesome.
Feels good. It's back.
4 years, it's back, and it's big. It's big, man. We had the CCA meeting there yesterday, and then I got the tour, the thing. I've never seen so many boats, Bart.
Yes.
I know. It just happens to be the perfect time for boat dealers because they couldn't get boats, and they were only selling boats that were pre-sold, and all of a sudden they could get boats, and the band fell off, so they had this huge inventory. So they were all there, the entire 1.5 buildings full of boats and lots of them outside, too. And they're all competing with each other to get these boats off of flooring. So the prices are really good, and they've sold boats, Pete. I don't usually ask. I just wait. Well, boat dealers are running up to me, and I have telling me, "Hey, we sold this, we sold that." It's been pretty exciting, I'll tell you.
And
let me tell you this: I was talking to Mike Atien last night at the very end of the show. He stopped by to see his crew
from Turner's Outdoorsman.
Yeah, Turner's Outdoorsman. Yeah, and so it was really nice. And and I brought his wife and his son because his son had grown up fishing in the trout pond here. And I said, well, so I never asked, but how's it going? He said, well, we've been coming here for 42 years, and Thursday was a record for charters at the hall shows in San Diego.
Awesome.
And he said, we haven't finished counting today yet, but I believe today will be a record as well.
Oh, my.
How cool is that, awesome. Bart?
That's
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
Turner's,
I
went by that Turner's booth, man. It's massive.
Yeah.
It's huge. And they have some amazing deals, too, in there.
Yeah. We just want to thank everyone who helped us, including your guest, Kevin, who's in there, has helped a lot. And then at the CCA thing, last time we had a CCA of, you know, a fish taco fry, and I hired a band. I guess I didn't tell Wayne. I thought I told him. And I don't know about you, Kevin, but I thought we had a pretty good time down there last night.
There was people dancing at the fishing show.
That's cool.
How cool.
That's awesome. Hey, and you know what else? I talked to Ron Lane at Fast Lane Kayaks. They have a giant display there, too, of kayaks. Ron and his gang are selling kayaks like crazy because the Hobie gave them some real big incentives to sell kayaks. So if you're in the market for a kayak, Bart Hall show today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Go see Ron Lane at the Fast Lane Kayak, Hobie Kayak booth there, and they'll take big care of you.
Well, I can't wait. I mean, I've been going to the show since, you know, I was holding my dad's hand and walking and going to the trout pond, and I get to take my son for the first time ever to a Bart Hall show today. So, yeah.
Really?
We're really excited. Yeah.
Today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dallas and I are going right
trout
after the show. I don't know if we're quite trout pond yet or not. We're gonna figure it out when we get there.
All
but,
right.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Well, you caught your first fish at the Bart Hall.
Not first fish, but I definitely caught, you know, I mean, as a little kid, as early as I can remember,
yeah.
I, you know, that was my favorite
fish
thing. So, yeah, to get to go and take my own boy there, I'm really pumped up, Bart.
Oh, that's so cool. And Bart,
and she wants to see your little boy.
Oh, you know that. Yeah, we're excited.
So give us a lowdown on the show today and tomorrow, Bart.
Well, we're open today from 12 to 8, and tomorrow from 12. I'm sorry, from 10. Jenny's here correcting me. I'm
talking
about what point. Yeah, from 10 to 8, and then from 10 to 5 tomorrow. And a lot of people have been calling in like, can we buy tickets at the door? Absolutely. You can always buy tickets at the door. Children under 16 are always free. Active military get a discount, and seniors get a discount. And the dogs are jumping. I went out there yesterday. There wasn't a seat in the bleachers for the dogs. They're completely packed. The duck races are always completely packed. Trout are snapping. We're getting more trout delivered today just to make sure that everything, they're going to be nice and lively. And the lumberjacks have been killing it. People love that lumberjack show, I'll tell you. And we had a little trouble with our bass tank, so we put up our bass tank was broken, so we put up this really giant dive pool, and people love it. Instead of sitting in the bleachers, they stand around the pool and listen to Don Iveanu and Rich Tauber and Rusty Brown and Hillauer and all these guys, and they look at the bass that are swimming around inside of the dive pool. So
you actually have bass inside the pool. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I know. I
saw the pool, but what a great deal. Yeah. Are they biting?
Yeah.
I don't know, Kevin. I should ask Kevin. Are they biting, Kevin?
I honestly
did you
love
sneak in there?
I've been watching that pool. It's actually really cool. It is so high, the clear tank, and it's really hard to get a vibe of what the fish are reacting to. They're not swimming around as much. This is really cool to watch. So it's in the second hall.
Second hall.
Yeah, just after the boat hall. It's awesome. You got to stop by and listen to a couple of people talk.
So at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, plenty of parking there and easy to get into. Hallshows.com. You can actually buy tickets online, too, if you want, right?
You can buy online or you can buy at the we have ticket counters. All of my family are selling tickets.
Oh,
yeah, that's rad,
Bart. Fantastic, Bart. And 10 to 8 tonight and 10 to 8 today and then 10 to 5 tomorrow. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Do not miss it. And, Bart, give us an update tomorrow, won't you, please?
I will. Keith, and I got to tell you, I cannot. Thousands of people came to me and said, thank you.
It's back.
Hall
shows are back.
I got to tell you one more thing. Everybody, last night we had a picture taken with Eric McCulley and Dave Mondazzi and Lyle Belcrest and Billy, you know, and Jonathan and all who
Jane,
Chris, our whole crew was there.
Yeah.
Everybody taking a picture together, and Jimmy put together a 75th anniversary little section over there by the Mammoth Lake Seminar area, and you got to stop and see that. Some of the old pictures are just fabulous.
Yeah.
Good job, that's you guys.
Cool. Very, very good.
Can't
I might
to
add,
see it.
Too, that I saw Gary Gunnisley tying flies, too, right behind the Rancho Lane Air booth. So
yeah,
check
yeah,
if you're fly if you're fly tire, you like to fly fish, there's some of that, too.
Guy Jeeves is there. Guy Jeeves does a seminar each day on fly fishing outside on the fly casting pot.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, yeah. Bart, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
See you, Bart. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report and more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The sport shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. Rock Cod Rick here to remind you that West Coast Marine and Parker Boats will be at the PCS show as well as the Bart Hall Long Beach show this year, showing off some of their most popular models of Parker Boats and Yamaha outboards. Kevin Kelly is certainly responsible for putting hundreds of anglers and their parkers at the shows and at their Costa Mesa location of West Coast Marine. Carrying on the tradition that our friend Kevin Kelly did so well is his nephew Nick Kelly at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Kevin was a fixture at the shows for many years and will be missed by all, but you can be assured that Nick will do everything possible to carry out Kevin's tradition of taking care of his customers and getting them in the right boat outfitted the way you want. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered Parker boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS show and the Bart Hall Long Beach show, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and share your memories of Kevin with Nick. Check westcoastmarine.com.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okua Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa's Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County.